The Arizona Secretary of State's office says workers there have finished counting signatures on the petitions turned in last week to refer the state's new school voucher law to the ballot. A random sample of those signatures will now be sent to county recorders, who have 15 days to verify them. And the show's Mark Brody spoke with Secretary of State Michelle Reagan, and he's here now. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, I sat down with Secretary Reagan yesterday afternoon before her office announced it had finished its work, and we talked about how that process went and some of the complaints about it. But I first asked her about President Trump's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. That's the group headed by Chris Kobach, which has asked each state for voter information. The first time the commission asked, Reagan initially said she would send some info before reversing course. After a federal judge ruled the panel was allowed to ask for the data, it did so again. Arizona is one of the states that has not yet responded to that request, and I asked Reagan if she's decided what to do.
You know, we're still weighing all the legal options that are available to us and to the state, and as well as talking to other secretary of states from around the country.
Do you have a target in your mind of when you would like to have a decision one way or the other?
Well, a lot of what we're doing now is resting with other secretaries of state. I think it's a lot more powerful if we're going to be asking them to do something for us, that all of us are on the same page. And so there's a draft that another Secretary of State is working on right now, and hopefully, I'm hoping that we sign off on it by the end of the week.
What are some of the legal questions that your office's lawyers are looking at? I mean, is it more than privacy issues?
Well, at first it was the fact that our state laws are very clear that you can't share information you get from a public records request. And this could be shared. In fact, the letter even said it could be shared. And then the other one concern that we have, you know, we're very sensitive about cybersecurity issues, especially since last June we had just a near miss, thankfully. They didn't get into our voter registration database, those darn hackers. But both of those concerns apparently have been addressed, a more secure way to send the information in, and that they say they are not going to be sharing it. But the legal question really is what happens if they get a FOIA? And they say they're not subject to it. Well, I'm not an attorney, so let's go ask people who are attorneys. And again, a lot of it is public information, the non-identifying information. So Mark Brody, Michelle Reagan, with dates of birth and mother's maiden name, and all of the stuff that really identifies you, we can't send that anyways per state law.
So the last time the commission made this request, you turned it down. You said that you couldn't do it. Is there anything that, absent the lawyers and the legal questions, is there anything that has changed in your mind that would make you more inclined to provide the kind of information that the commission's asking for?
We want to help the commission. We certainly don't want to, you know, if they're looking into what kind of things may or may not have happened, and the fact that they want to look at this in all 50 states, we applaud that. My problem is, and this has not changed, is that every cybersecurity expert we've talked to said it's just not a good idea to aggregate all the state's data in one place. But that being said, that's not my call to make. However, we would like to warn them of that. And the other issue is, what are they going to get out of it? Now, I can guarantee you there are a lot of Mark Brodies around the country who are registered to vote. And without identifying information, there's no way to tell, are you really registered in two states? Or is there just someone else with the same name living in Wisconsin? And so I'm kind of the mind, we want to help you, but there's a better way to do this.
You say that it's not your call to aggregate the data, but to an extent, it is your call whether Arizonans' data is aggregated with those from other states, right? I mean, you can ultimately choose, we're not going to send this in because of these concerns.
Well, now, that's not necessarily true, because it isn't just my call. Whenever there's a question, what you do is you follow the law. What does the law say we're allowed to do and not allowed to do? And what they're asking for under state law, our state law, is information that we can't see how it's going to help.
How big of a concern is voter fraud to you in Arizona? It doesn't seem like there have been a lot of cases brought and a lot of cases prosecuted. Is it a big concern for you?
Sure, it should always be a concern, and it should be a concern of every Secretary of State, regardless of party. The fact that you don't see a lot of cases is a good thing, and that means our system is working as designed. So, you know, there's been maybe 20 cases of double voting over the past several years. The point is that it's not rampant, but that's a good thing.
Well, given the fact that it is not a prevalent thing, as you say, in Arizona, does that, in your mind, in any way diminish the work that a group like this commission is trying to do? It looks like they're trying to solve a problem that, at least here in Arizona, we don't really have.
Well, just because we don't have that problem in Arizona doesn't mean they don't have it in other states. And so I would love to see this commission work on what are the best practices in states and sharing that with all of us.
I want to ask you about another issue with which your office has been involved over the last several days, and that is the signatures collected on petitions to refer the new ESA, the voucher program expansion, to the ballot. And there was some consternation among critics of the law, supporters of the referendum, about the verification process in your office, that they were describing it as chaotic and all these people in there observing, some people maybe violating the rules and talking to some of the folks who were doing some of the verification process. Are you satisfied with how that process is going so far?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think there's anything to ever be ashamed of when you open up government and let people see what we're doing. So the way the process works is those petitions get dropped off. And if you've ever seen 111,000 signatures,
it's
a lot of boxes. And then somebody has to go through those and count those. And if you think of how hard these people worked, regardless of what you think about the issue, they deserve to know that the people, my employees, that are in there destapling these things aren't messing around with them. And if you're on the other side and you oppose this referendum, you want to know that people aren't coming in at the, you know, after the deadline and passing things to people. So allowing people to see that process, I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't want to do that. The chaoticness came from the fact that there was such interest in this that a lot of people showed up.
Well, on those numbers, it seems like in reading some of the comments that one of the concerns was the sheer number of people who were in that room, more than have been allowed to be observers in the past. There have been observers in the past, usually fewer, maybe one or two from each side allowed to watch what was going on. And it seemed like the concern was that there were more this time and that maybe people didn't know ahead of time that there would be more allowed in the room this time.
Yeah, we started counting them and destapling them within hours after they were dropped off. So there were already a lot of people down at the Capitol for the drop off, for their press conferences. And I think they kind of migrated to where this was happening. Again, I'm going to always err on the side of letting people see what we're doing versus telling people, nope, sorry, behind closed doors, you can't watch, and just let your rumors run wild of what I'm doing with these petitions. That's a lot of hard work that was in those boxes.
Michelle Reagan is Arizona's Secretary of State. Secretary Reagan, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.